the longer public schools stay closed because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the more some parents worry that children with special needs will fall behind. Celia Clark has more.
Shami Chatterjee and Megan Kennedy missed the full night's sleep they used to get a couple of times a week when a nurse stayed over to help with their 12-year-old son, Oliver. Oliver has a form of cerebral palsy that requires round-the-clock medical care.
My son is intellectually extremely capable, but physically he's extremely disabled.
But they can't have a nurse in the house because he's at high risk of contracting COVID-19. They also miss the specialists who used to help Oliver at middle school. The group includes a one-to-one aide, language and physical therapist.
And so it really does take the effort of the whole team to get him to access the curriculum and to show what he does understand and to show where he needs help.
By law, all New York public schools are still required to provide children with special needs the same assistance they would have gotten before schools closed. School district officials say they're doing that. Chatterjee says he believes the school district is trying, but some kids with special needs are still being left behind. I'm Celia Clark for WSHU News.